We call this document the worst day, best day. And the takeaway is that it, for the most part, folks, if you have a long-term perspective and you're going to be investing over 20, 30 or more years for retirement or just to build wealth, you are not going to worry about which is the best day to invest or the worst day to invest. You're going to be putting your money $50, $100 a month away, and sometimes you'll be buying high and sometimes you'll be buying low. Because what some people do is they will say, well, I don't know if it's a good time to invest now. It rarely feels like a good time to invest. And usually the times when it feels like a good time to invest are the most unlikely, the most dangerous times to invest. When everybody else is saying, yeah, it's a great time to invest, it's usually not a good time to invest. So let's read together. Each day for the past 20 years, you had $10,000 to invest. And now, it's not maybe you or I, but it may be somebody else. How much would you have if you had picked the absolute worst day of the year to invest, the day the market hit its high? What if you had picked the best day of the year, the day the market hit the low? Below on the left are the results if you'd picked the worst day, and on the right are the results if you had picked the best day. You would think the difference over 20 years would be huge. Well, wrong. There is a difference, yes, but it's not as large as you would expect. The moral of the story is that you need to get started now. Don't wait for the best time to invest. The best time to invest is now. And there are some caveats here. You are in it for the long term, right? And you do remember that there are no guarantees, right? And as the above numbers show, your investment's going to be volatile, right? Okay, just wanted to make sure. So let's take a look at the person who picked the worst day. Their $200,000, $10,000 a year for 20 years, turned into $434,000 at 7.3%, which is on the low end of what we expect over the long term for stocks. Why? 2000s were a very difficult time, but the late 1990s were actually pretty good. The person who picked the best day, the market hit the low of the year, did 8.9%. And wound up with $536,000, which is a big chunk of change more, but not as, horribly more, not as astronomically more as the person on the left. And will you be picking the best day? Will you be picking the worst day like these two portfolios? No. You're going to be putting money in every month, and so some days they'll be good, and some days they won't be good, and other days it won't make much hill of beans difference either way. So, again, the takeaway is it's not when you invest, it's that you do invest. And again, this is just one mutual fund out of thousands. This one has done relatively well over many years, but there are others that have done much better. There are others that have done worse. See ya!